producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Glasses on, it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day.
7 a.m. in the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day programs. Monday. The skinny on the weekend. Two things. Jennifer Horn. Well, maybe three things with Jennifer. Four things with Richie.
Hi.
Five things with Kenny.
Kenny's not here, but.
What happened to Kenny?
He's not feeling
well.
He's
sick.
Yeah. I don't know if I trust it when Sandiegans get sick.
All right, so here's the solution to all the Doug Steffen Good Day program has hired a fleet of airplane tankers to move all the water that fell in the Carolinas this weekend to California.
That's what we need. Could you do that, please?
Two feet of water.
I don't think you can handle that amount of water.
Two
Southern feet. California.
They can't handle it in Carolina.
We have a lot of empty holes just waiting for water.
Right. This is like 1,000 years worth of water.
Stop that.
Yeah.
A thousand-year storm thing.
Well, listen to the problems they've had down there.
It's the rain of our lifetime and of many lifetimes, but I don't know, 1,000 years, I'm sure they probably had something.
In any given year... Maybe I'll put it in a different perspective, Richie.
Thank you.
The chance of that much rain dropping in one location is 1 in 1,000.
Right.
And it has basically wrecked the state, put it out of commission. 5 people dead, all the homes that have damage, unbelievable damage, businesses that are flooded to the rooftops and down, gone, submerged roadways, trapped people being rescued by helicopters. See some of that video?
Oh, yeah, the mother with the 15-month-old baby.
The capital city of Colombia, which had the rainiest day in its history yesterday, under a curfew last night, many homes without power or water, and the flash flooding is forecast to continue today. So put yourself in that position. Think. You're told to stay home, but your home is flooded out. You have no electricity. You basically can't drink the water because now it's all contaminated.
Right.
Think about this is the challenge that public service and public servants have. Let's see how they do in the next 24 to 48 hours, maybe over the next week. See how they respond.
Doug, one of our stations down there, The Point 95.9 in Columbia, the owner of the station called us last hour and said that the rescue services are doing very well.
Good.
He said everybody, he says, Doug wouldn't like this, but social media has been a big, big help in this
situation. He said the governor
I'm happy to have social media be a big help.
But
you said that. He didn't say that.
The interesting part was that...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
What?
Tell us the truth. Jennifer, did Rich say that, or did the man who owns the station say that?
The man who owns the station said that, Dougie.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir.
It's freaking scary.
But he's stuck at home because his road collapsed on his street.
Oh, my God.
So he's having to call in to do his morning show.
I'm calling back again. I want him to know that I'll be 100% supportive of whatever is going on down there. If the people do their job, then I'm supportive. Hooray for the people who are doing the job they're getting paid to do. Hooray. Hooray for them. Right.
And two firefighters were actually swept away and then rescued, so they're both fine, but beat up and cold a little bit from getting washed away. So it's dangerous stuff.
Not a pleasant situation to put yourself in or imagine yourself in that circumstances. There's a large debris field in the Caribbean today. The remains of El Faro. El Faro. The Coast Guard found the debris yesterday during... It searched for the El Faro. It's a container ship that disappeared last week near the Bahamas in the hurricane. This hurricane, man, did more damage. It did. It was...
Okay, we were talking, why is that ship anywhere near that hurricane?
You know what they do when in Norfolk, they send all the ships in the naval base and where
way out
maybe,
to sea. Way out to sea.
Way out to sea.
When they see 3, 4, 5 days coming, okay, everybody out.
Adios. Okay, let's talk about something that's pleasant.
Please.
How many people went to see the movie The Martian?
Me.
Did you?
Yes.
Jen?
She did not.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Fabulous.
It's really good. I took my son to see
Fabulous
it.
Fabulous movie. I went, Meredith says, I don't want to go see one of those space movies. And by the time we were into it, she was so wrapped up in it. Matt Damon is so likable and has come into his own in such a wonderful way. For any of you who have any qualms about seeing a movie, it has no sex, no violence, no blood, other than a little bit from him when he gets stabbed by the debris. Oops, that'd be a spoiler alert, right? It is a fabulous movie. If you have the opportunity,
like I said,
I
took my 11-year-old son to see it.
Yeah,
and he loved it. Loved it.
What about you, though?
I thought it was great. I thought it was a great movie. It's like you said, he's really likable.
Yeah,
the story is great.
Yeah,
yeah, it's uplifting.
The special
and it talks
effects are believable.
Human ingenuity.
Oh yeah,
and just our ability to think through problems. It's kind of like Apollo 13. How you walk away from that going, we are amazing.
Now, let's go one step further with it, Richie. Let's think about what the space program has meant to our country. And when you see things like that and you wrap yourself around the story, which is plausible, whether it's possible or not, what it teaches us, first of all, about the differences in the time of day, is why they call them sols and not days. But the way that all of these pieces fit together, I felt was very plausible. Being a big supporter of NASA as I am, it made me think, okay, why isn't this used as some sort of a, a push to get people wrapped around the super things that NASA has done? The only government agency that consistently did what it was supposed to do. Yeah, did they have some problems once in a while with overpayment and stuff? But in terms of our mentality, our morality, our upliftment. I said when we were looking at the scenes when he'd been saved, all over the world there were the people that were cheering in Times Square and cheering in Tiananmen Square.
Did you just ruin the ending?
No,
not really.
No. That happens early in the movie. So,
yeah. So, but the essence of the what I said to Meredith. Remember where you were when they landed on the moon the first time? All of us remember where we were. And that was the same unifying effect. The entire world was wrapped up in those men landing on the moon. And that's the way this was portrayed. And that's what can happen when all of the countries of the world work together and when all of us are doing things that are positive and progressive instead of spending so much time and money going to war with people. I don't want to necessarily figure out with a 60-second window here how we fix all the problems of the world. But you get into the pluses and minuses of how we spend our money governmentally. You know how we've talked in the last 2 or 3 weeks about not wanting to have the government fund no 501c3. Take them all and stop it. Take that money and put it toward NASA. Take that money. The kids in the last scene of the movie is when Matt Damon is teaching a class to future astronauts. And I couldn't help but think of all of the things that have happened as a result of our space program in terms of science and math and the culture that we had in our universities to learn things that are really hard to learn. Some of that stuff. But there are people who just have that acumen that are just there.
Yeah.
I can remember meeting some of the people that worked at the Space Center. I said to Meredith last night, you ever been to the Space Center? She said, no. That's one of the things we're going to do this winter, is go over there and go through that center and get a feel for what the enormity of the tasks that have been accomplished there so far and what we know can be done with human will and knowledge.
If you have kids, I would highly suggest
that
PG-13. There's a couple of words, and Jennifer, you can see Matt Damon's butt.
Yeah. Oh, yay. Yeah.
That was not him. That was a double. He did not lose all that weight.
Whatever.
There's another double.
So, but it just goes to show a kid the amazing things that you are capable of.
Yeah, yep.
Possibilities.
Remember
really
when kids were little, I know in the 80s, what do you want to be when you grow up? An astronaut.
Yep.
Nobody says that anymore because they've killed our space program.
Yeah. Well, they all want to get into the new computers. Tech thing is computers. I mean, before it used to be an astronaut, that was the big tech thing.
Yeah.
Now it's computers.
Yeah. You know,
and
one of the things that we find here as I think about what went on in the movie, the people, if you've seen the movie, do you share our enthusiasm? You're welcome to 888-302-3684 if you want to share your enthusiasm for something. We can go through all of this stuff, the huzzarai that happened, the bombing in the hospital and the flooding and the shooting in Oregon and all this crap that is all around us every single day. But I can't tell you the last time I was this enthusiastic about a movie, because it's been a while. And then thinking about...
Well, since the last Kevin Hart movie.
Yeah, right.
You were pretty excited then. Like a little schoolgirl.
Right, exactly.
You think Damon wins any awards for this?
I don't know. He ought to. He's a good actor.
It's good stuff.
Coming of age, good stuff. 18 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Speaking of good stuff...
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just a saying.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Are you a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person? Hopefully, you see it full, as there are numerous health benefits to thinking that way. Recently, in a study done by the University of London, it was found that seniors who think positively tend to age healthier. They suffered from fewer physical and emotional health problems as they got older and had a longer life expectancy than their negative counterparts. Positive thinking is one of the best things you can do for your health. This tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, caring for you and about your health. Visit healthmart.com. Are you a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person? Hopefully, you see it full, as there are numerous health benefits to thinking that way. Recently, in a study done by the University of London, it was found that seniors who think positively tend to age healthier. They suffered from fewer physical and emotional health problems as they got older and had a longer life expectancy than their negative counterparts. Positive thinking is one of the best things you can do for your health. This tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, caring for you and about your health. Visit healthmart.com.
Okay. okay. Open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three is the living room.
Three, I'm still only
three.
Just love
three.
It.
Three. My three songs. It's Monday, the My Three Thongs.
My Three Thongs.
My Three Thongs.
I have three thongs.
I bet you do. When can we see them?
No.
All right, three songs, different artists about to hit your ear. These songs have a particular item that they have in common. This will be easier, I'm guessing, than the last couple. We had a couple of stumpers last week, and that's good because we want people to be thinking. We don't want us always to come across as being some easy Shazam kind of contest. So you figure this out. You call us at 888-302-3684. The first song is called Red, Red Wine.
Ooh, makes me feel so fine.
UB40. UB 38, Jennifer.
No, I'm 37.
Oh, UB 37. Richie, UB 50.
UB 50. UB 67.
I'll be fine.
No, UB 68.
UB 40. Song that cracked the top 40 in 1984, number one during this week in 1984. It was re-released in 88, went to number one again. And then it was re-released again.
And then again.
But for some reason, at a Nelson Mandela 70th birthday concert, it was played and it came back again. Also hit number one in the UK a couple of times, as well as three other countries. So, what's that? Anybody don't like it?
I'm going to let you introduce the next song.
All right, next song is by Johnny Cash. He sings it. Anyway, Solitary Man, great version of that song.
It's not by Johnny Cash.
No, it is sung by Johnny Cash, not by Johnny Cash.
Melinda was mine till the time that I found her.
Have you?
Yep. Holding Jim.
It's a superb version of this song. Anything he touches, as far as I'm concerned, was always superbly done. He just put it to bed. his songs. Title of both a single, Solitary Man, and an album in 2000. One of the best male country vocal Grammy that year. Used in the TV show Stargate, Atlantis, and Vegas, and Criminal Minds. By the way, that's Tom Petty on background vocals there, Richie.
This is Doug, the series of CDs that Cash released.
Yeah.
Called America.
Yeah.
It was volumes 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
I've had it.
It'd be amazing. Yeah. It'd be amazing to hear him just sing these songs.
Yeah. Just had it. One of the greats. I don't mean just. He in a list of 10, he would be, and Elvis would be a number one or number two, I think, frankly. No matter what age we're in, either, by the way. I think. I don't want to give it away. Last song, Smash Mouth's version of I'm a Believer. This is a platinum-selling single, number one during this week in 2001. Fifth and final top 40 hit this song was, at least so far anyway. Most of the song's popularity comes from being in the movie Shrek. Crank it up, Richie!
Meant for someone else, but not for me. I like it.
All right, so what are these three songs have in common?
Right. Who else have you heard sing them? Maybe that's a way of thinking it through, Richie. 888-302-36. 684 red wine by RB40.
Or UB40.
Yeah, RB40.
And R2D2.
That's you go to the restaurant to get the Arby's. All right, so we got this figured out. Here's Diane calling from where? Where are you, Diane?
I'm in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Nice to have you here. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are
you? That's good. I'm well as well. Thank you for asking. So what do these songs have in common?
I think that they were all written by Neil Diamond.
You are correctamundo.
They
all
were
songs written by Neil Diamond. I'm a Believer, Solitary Man, Red Wine. You got it. Good job. Thank you. Hold on. 28 after the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dangerous toys. You know, pet shops are crammed with doggy toys, kitty toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check any toy over very carefully before purchase, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or a small child. Can your dog or cat chew or pull off any of the loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part of it or all of it? If she can or might be able to, then just don't buy the toy. In fact, as you get to know each other better, you and your dog or dogs will soon learn to make your own toys and games. And with patience, you should also be able to teach your dog some simple tricks. Most dogs get a great kick out of pleasing their owners in this way, but you should always encourage your pet with rewards. Lots of hugs and kisses, cuddles to motivate her to repeat the game or the trick you're teaching her. Now, I know you go to the pet store. I know the toys look fabulous there. I take each toy down and I squeeze it and I look at it and I make sure that my pets can't get any damage on it. And if they can, it just stays on the shelf. Also, I'm kind of a firm believer in buying products made in the USA. I'll more next time.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Monday, October 5th program. Quote of the day, we attribute our success, as I say often, to stubbornness and stupidity. This is from an advertising executive at a company that's making money selling cassette tapes to people who won't accept that it's 2015.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you just have a cassette player need, you know? Do you remember when, well, at least when I was a little kid, I grew up with cassette tapes, and you'd get the double-sided one so that you could make your own mixtape?
Yep. Jennifer, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, yes?
If you go to DougSteffen.com and you look at our video of the day and go back about a month or a month and a half, you will see the story of this company in our video of the day section. And apparently it's just, it's on fire right now. Kids want cassettes and they think it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
So everybody's buying them.
Retro. Right.
Yeah. So this video, Richie, play the audio from it for a moment. This is from the YouTube channel Pistol Shrimps. They wondered what a Disney Star Wars will look like, so they incorporated iconic Disney characters into this trailer for The Force Awakens.
There has to be an awakening.
Kiss
You got to see it. It's really funny.
Hi, Richie, will you just go back fast backward to the video of the day on Friday, which we didn't have time for, but I think it's the one lighter. The line. This is the same old line, dudes.
Yes.
A couple of guys in New York City who made a business out of standing in line. Maybe we should save it for Roberta. Let's save it for Roberta in a little bit. It's very, very...
Well, you can't... You have to see this. These guys have a company where they stand in line for people.
Yeah.
And they talk about all the things that they go stand in line for like Starbucks.
Yeah. Anyway,
Apple phones, tickets on Broadway.
Pretty cool.
And they're just like, yeah, we're the line guys.
All right, so we had the quote of the day. Here's the thought of the day. The two most important requirements for major success are, first, being in the right place at the right time, and second, doing something about it. That was Ray Kroc's most famous statement, except for one thing. So your job right now for a swell prize is to tell us who Ray Kroc was. What was he known for? He's internationally famous for doing one thing. He started out as a salesman, and he was the one responsible. For those of you who have ever gone into a soda fountain, or maybe they still have them to a point, and you order a frap or a milkshake, and the metal canister is stuck up in a sort of a grinder. I don't know what they call those things. Not a grinder, but you know how we all have things that we have mix masters at home. We make our drinks in the. These things were the professional way of addressing that. And he was the salesman for it. And so if I give you any more, it makes it too easy, I think. You know,
so he wasn't the one who invented Croc shoes, right?
No, he was not. Okay. No, that's a Croc. You know who he is, Jennifer?
No, actually.
Really? Richie, you know who he is?
No.
Really? Born this date, 1902. Who was Ray Kroc? Internationally famous. Became one of the wealthiest men in the world after having sold an implement to a couple of guys who ran a restaurant in suburban Chicago. 888-302-3684. And, well, the rest, as they say, is history. So who is Ray Kroc? 888-302-3684. The poll over the weekend focused, as usual, on the top 10 topics from talk radio for this past week. So always we ask you which is the most important one to you. We're not trying to challenge the list from Talkers Magazine. Nope. We are just interested
although in... Although we could.
I mean, yeah, I suppose. 28% of you said the Oregon College shooting, and more information about that over the weekend, but not much that's worth anything. I mean, as far as we, you know, you see the stories about how he showed no mercy, and the nine people were... it was one of them who used a wheelchair, apparently.
He made her get out of it, get back in it, and he shot her. It's just terrible.
Yeah, he deserved what he got. Anyway, so that was for most of you, 28% said that was the number one story in terms of impact on you last week. The second was the Russian-Syria bombing and the tensions that have been created out of that. 16% of you said that was very important to you. 14% said the Speaker of the House changing. I don't know what there is. I got to tell you something. After watching that movie last night and thinking, I had two thoughts as a result of our conversations, actually, in the last half hour.
That's one more than usual.
Is that movie being The Martian?
Yeah. Yes. The Martian, there's something in that which is an inspiration, if you want to take it that way, to leadership. And to having Jeff Daniels plays, he's begun to play, even though he was Dumb and Dumber.
The Elvis.
Yeah, but he's a really good actor.
He is. He was so good in that movie, in that series, The Network, that was on HBO.
Newsroom.
And Newsroom, thank you. It seemed to change the course of his career. And he plays the same sort of character as the head of NASA in this movie, The Martian. And so I'm just thinking about what it takes to create new leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that the more I listen, sort of put my head on the rail, if you will, or nose to the stone, I'm thinking that there has to be, and there is, a movement afoot. I was at this business conference last Thursday and Friday. It was exceptional. A business evolution. And it was a think tank, frankly. People from all over the world. And I was flattered to have been invited and to be able to do the program. I hope you heard from a couple of the people that I had on the air how different it was. A focus on women and business. It wasn't the focus wasn't intended to be women in business. But it came out that it was two things. Women running things in a way that is not at all similar to men, and B, the multinational, multilateral change that is taking place in the world, even though the politicians who are in charge are fighting it tooth and nail. The people in this country at all levels, I'm feeling it with kids who are Jennifer's age and my children's age. You see it younger, although I don't know that there's a sort of malaise and an expectation with some who are millennials. But the disruption of things that are it's just so prevalent. And, you know, you think about, okay, we were talking about Donald Trump and why he had the traction that he has. And it was because, not because of him, because of the universality of his message. And they weren't the first people to say that. And we weren't the first people on the air to have that as a focus. But I'm telling you, when I saw those people, there were 154 business leaders from all around the world that were at this convention. They went to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So, you know, they had to have a real interest in the subject matter. It was not life-changing for me. It may be because I made some very interesting contacts there. But it was certainly a game-changer in terms of how we approach the problems this country and the world has and how we resolve them. People are fed up with the excess of waste, fraud, corruption. The system is so out of control. And it isn't just in this country. This is a problem around the world. You think the Russians like their government? You think they like Vladimir Putin? Do you think the French or the Italians or even the people in Iran?
Education comes questioning authority.
Yeah, right.
You said this 10, 12 years ago. Once you get the internet and spread of information,
right.
Once people in Cuba start being able to buy salad shooters and Wii game stations, it's over. The genie's out of the bottle, man.
Yeah.
You can't keep it in.
All right. Here's Nancy in Crisfield, Missouri. No, that's Maryland, right? Hi, Nancy. Well, thank you for your enthusiasm. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. I can't believe I got through.
Well, you were on the totem pole here, so we decided to take a shot with you. Who is Ray Kroc?
He is the founder of McDonald's.
Ray Kroc was a fellow that started. He didn't have any education, and his father had I wish I could remember the name of the product. You know what I'm talking about, Nancy, those things that grind up what the heck are those things called?
Blender?
Yeah, thank you. Well, for lack of a better term, yeah.
Seriously?
Seriously. Yeah,
okay.
He sold those, and his biggest, his first customers, and they turned out to be his biggest connection in life, were the McDonald brothers, who had a restaurant in, I forget the town in Illinois. Do you remember, Nancy, what town it was in Illinois?
No, I don't.
Not important to the story. Anyway, so he started talking to them, became friends with them, and said they should market there. They had a great product, and they had an interesting gimmick. So why don't we buy it? So he went into business with them, and then there were two, and then there were four, and then there were eight, and then there were 10, and then there were 12, and then there were 100, and then there were 1,000, and now there are tens of thousands of McDonald's restaurants all around the world. And he, before he died, when he left his wife, she was worth more than he was. When he died fairly young. I think he was 62, 63 when he died.
Kroc was, I'm looking at him now, 81. And
was he 81?
Before he died, yeah.
Okay, I thought he was younger than that.
Born in 1902.
Yeah, born this day in 1902. And so, but he had a fabulous run with the McDonald's chains, and they franchised some of them, and they owned some of them. But he became one of the wealthiest men in the world.
They
because
the San Diego Padres from 74 to 84.
His wife owned them after he died. She kept them for quite a while, I think, didn't she? Wasn't that?
Wow.
I thought there was
something.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the story of Ray Kroc, who came up with a thought for the day today. And Nancy, if you hold on just a second, Richie's going to take good care of you. I appreciate your calling, and I wish you a wonderful day. By the way, take your children and your family to go see The Martian if you haven't seen it. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
all Quicken loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
The latest Allstate National Journal Heartland Monitor poll reveals 79% of Americans say they go online at least once a day, and 69% think it's necessary to own the latest devices. Bob Wasserman is Senior Vice President of Marketing at Allstate.
Digital capabilities are a great way for consumers to connect, to be informed of news, to hear about topics that are of interest to them, and the Allstate Heartland poll really picked up that thread as we listened to what's important to consumers.
Most Americans say their quality of life has improved because of technology, but there are times they will always prefer personal interactions, like the ones they can find only at local businesses.
The Allstate Heartland poll really reinforced the importance of a local business, but it doesn't mean that digital is not an important part of that relationship. In fact, it's an important way that a local business can supplement their presence.
The survey also revealed Americans think volunteering for a cause makes a bigger impact than simply sharing information through social media. Learn more at heartlandmonitor.com.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Television time now on Good Day. Netflix, Jen, yes. Preparing a kit for a build-it-yourself smart button that will A, be able to turn on smart TV, B, control smart lights, and C, launch shows on Netflix.
Pretty cool, right? Wow. You can control your whole house from your device. I know.
Hi, there's
make
a
sure you didn't leave the iron on.
TV series, it looks like it's been planned. What's that story?
Yeah, well, you know, TV networks now have run out of ideas, so they're rebooting all of these movies and old TV shows. Well, yeah. Lethal Weapon has joined the list. They're going to head to television. Fox has ordered a series reboot of the film franchise. You know, right now, they're airing Minority Report. Now Lethal Weapon's next up, and it'll be based on the movie Mel Gibson and Danny Glover made famous. It spawned four movies, and so they're hoping that those $1 billion that the Lethal Weapon franchise made will translate to TV.
Depends on who they get to play these parts.
Exactly, because so much of it was based on the chemistry.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Now, good news for Saturday Night Live. They returned this past weekend and boosted the ratings. I think mostly because the word had gotten out that Hillary Clinton was going to be on the show. Miley Cyrus hosted, and people were tuning in for that. Rose 13% from the show that aired a year ago kicking off the season. That's a pretty big deal. It's an 18% boost also from their May finale. Some sad news for Tom Bergeron. He is not going to be on Dancing with the Stars tonight. He announced via Twitter on Sunday that he will be absent from the show because he's going to be with his ailing father. Alfonso Ribeiro will replace him and co-host alongside Aaron Andrews.
Who's he? Tweeted, who's Alfonso Ribeiro?
He was on Silver Spoons, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and he just won Dancing with the Stars a few seasons back.
So here's another new show, Jack Ryan And that, why in the world would it not be on NBC, CBS, or ABC? I don't get that at all.
Because Amazon and Hulu, and they're all big players now. Netflix, big players. So Jack Ryan is heading to Amazon. They issued a straight-to-series order to Paramount Television based on the Tom Clancy books. And this will be a huge success. You know, it's not just about the networks anymore, Doug, as you can see in the Emmys. I mean, even these little offshoots are winning awards now.
I didn't see the intro of Madam Secretary last night, but it looks like I can see it on iTunes.
You can. Oh,
there's a lot of stuff there.
A lot of places.
Got 59, wait a minute, 51 after on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Focusing on information from the world of your health and well-being, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, expert on the Good Day program. Actually, he and I have a weekend program called Good Day Health, and you can join. It's aired live 7 to 9 on Saturday morning, East Coast time. If you have a question about your health and well-being, something's going on in your life, you're free, certainly, to call us. Or you can send email to doug@dougstephan.com or drken@drkenshow.com with your questions about your medical health. In the meantime, some of the reports this week focusing on sleep and sex. After menopause, not enough rest means not much sex, it would appear, according to the study, Ken.
Hi, Doug. This is a report out of the annual meeting of the North American Menopause Society in Las Vegas this week. That too little sleep may lead to too little intimacy for postmenopausal women. It appears that women who report insomnia, they're less sexually active, getting less sleep than the recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, is associated with less sexual activity, and sexual satisfaction is much less.
All right, so the easiest way around this is just to go to bed earlier. Is that fix the problem?
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up has to do with a focus on your bones and calcium. As one gets older, how does one make sure his or her bones stay strong?
Another example of how intuition is not always right about the body. This is out of the British Medical Journal this week. that extra calcium may not protect your aging bones after all. An analysis of more than 100 previous investigations discovered no proof, Doug, that boosting calcium intake beyond normal dietary levels strengthens older bones or prevents fractures. Excess calcium supplementation can be harmful. You can calcify your coronary arteries and lead to a heart attack.
All right, so then what the people that are listening to this say, what do I do? I believe that strengthening your muscles is what helps your bones as you get older. Am I right?
Well, in general, working out, doing strength training helps everything, and that's a good idea. Keep the weight right down, especially.
Next up, the low nicotine cigarettes that are on the market now versus e-cigarettes. Looks like there's an interesting find here in the New England Journal of Medicine.
Exactly. Out this week, very important discovery that cigarettes with reduced nicotine help smokers cut down on the number of smokes they consume each day, Doug, and cigarettes with the lowest nicotine levels may even encourage smokers to quit the whole thing entirely.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's sitting down versus standing up routine. I think somebody said to me the other day, sitting is the new smoking. What's the revelation on that?
Exactly. European Heart Journal this week, just standing, even if you don't walk around, can have a health benefit. Doug, people who spend more time standing and moving in the course of a week have lower levels of blood sugar and cholesterol. The benefits are even greater and include reductions in body mass index and waist circumference among those who take more steps during the day. So the conclusion from this study is stand up, sit less, and move more.
All right. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks at Neogenis Labs, who bring you Super Beats and Neo 40 capsules. You've done a lot of studying when it comes to this, Ken. Give us 60 seconds on why it is, for those who have high blood pressure, taking Super Beats is so important.
We all need to know this. It comes out of 1988 discovery that nitric oxide is a signaling molecule throughout the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize for Medicine was awarded for these efforts, Doug. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, as a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because we finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body, and this also can serve as an energy boost during the day, avoiding extra sugar and extra caffeine.
Call 800-655-4183 to get the benefit of what Dr. Ken is telling you is excellent, excellent, excellent way to keep your body, the blood flow going, and to keep the blood pressure down. 800-655-4183. Yes, Dr. Ken advises you do this. It's his advice. Take it. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.